Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Tazvava Mebeis. So says the Mishnah, Yom Tif Shechal Yais Erev Shabbos. You have a Yom Tif which is Chal on an Erev Shabbos. Or in other words, Shabbos is Matzah Yom Tif. So Lo Yevash Lebetchilam Yom Tif LeShabbos. So on that Yom Tif, you want to maybe cook for Shabbos. Shabbos is right after. You're not allowed to. There's an Issa Derabanan. You're not allowed to cook from Yom Tif to Shabbos. Avam Mevash Lehuli Yom Tif. But if you cook for Yom Tif and sincerely, you're cooking for Yom Tif, v'im ha'iser, and then you happen to have leftovers, so ha'iser l'shabbos, you're allowed to eat the leftovers on Shabbos. V'aisa tafshil me'erev Yom Tif, you could also make an erev tafshilin, you can make a tafshil on erev Yom Tif, v'saymech alav l'shabbos, and then you could rely on that, and then cook on Yom Tif l'tzarech Shabbos. B'shamei oimrim shnei tafshilin, that the erev tafshilin has to consist of two cooked dishes. U'beisil oimrim tafshil echa, that no, it only needs to be one tafshil. V'shavin, that they both agree, b'dagu beitza sha'alav, that if you have fish with an egg that's smeared on top, shehein shnei tafshilin, that counts as two tafshilin. Meaning even b'shamei, who says you need two, so this counts as two. Anyways, it's not going to make a difference to us, because we paskin like b'shilo, that you only need one tafshil. If let's say the Erev is stolen or is eaten or it's lost and you didn't cook yet for Shabbos and you want to cook but now the Erev is gone, you're not allowed to. The Erev has to still be there. However, if some of it still left, only part of it was eaten or only part of it was lost, so then you could still rely on it to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly how much has to be left over. Says the Gemara now, Minani Mili, where do we know this concept of Erev Tafshilin from? So Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos LeKatshoi, the Pasuk says to remember Shabbos, Zachreyu Ma'achar Shabbos LaHashkichai. Remember it from Yom Tov, which might cause you to forget it, so you remember it by making an Erev Tafshilin. Now this Pasuk is really just an Asmachta, because the Chir of Erev Tafshilin is Midrabanan, but that's just in a smachta. So says the Gemara now, my taimas. Now what's really the reason? Because that pasuk is obviously not the makar for Erev Tafshilin, because Erev is only midrabanan. So what's really the reason for Erev Tafshilin? So says the Gemara, machlekes. Amar Rava. Rava says it's for Shabbos' sake. It's kadesha yivrur, mani yafa l'shabbos, u mani yafa l'yom tif. It's that you don't eat all your food on Yom Tif. We want you to set aside special food for Shabbos and for Yom Tif. Shabbos also should have yummy food. Don't eat it all on Yom Tif. So the way to remember that as a hacker is you make an Erev Tafshilin. So it's Letzerech Shabbos. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says that no, Erev Tafshilin is to protect Yom Tif. It's Kadesh Yaimru Ein Oifin Yom Tif LeShabbos Kavuchamrim Yom Tif Achol. It's that people should realize that you can't cook on Yom Tif for Shabbos, and they'll say all the more so, I can't cook L'chol. Meaning, being that Eichel Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tif, so people might be Mezalz on Yom Tif, and they'll cook the whole next week's dinner on Yom Tif. They'll cook Letzerech Achol. So to protect Yom Tif, says Rav Ashi, to protect Yom Tif, Chazal said that you have to make an Erev Tafshilin. And the lumdus of it is that you start cooking on Erev Yom Tif, this way now on Yom Tif, when you cook for Shabbos, you're just continuing the cooking that you started Erev Yom Tif. So you're not starting a new cooking, you're just continuing. That's why you're allowed to do it, but really on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to cook for Shabbos, and then Kol Shekin, you can't cook Letzerech Chol. Now tonight we learned in our mission on the top of the Amud that Aisa Tafshil me'erev Yom Tif v'samichal of l'Shabbos, that you make an erev Tafshil and an erev Yom Tif, and then you can rely on that to cook on Yom Tif for Shabbos. So the erev has to be made erev Yom Tif. Mashman, not on Yom Tif. It has to be made erev Yom Tif. So now, Bishlam alor Rav Ashi damar kadeshi yom rein oifin Yom Tif l'Shabbos. It makes sense according to Rav Ashi, who said that the reason for erev Tafshilin is that people should know that you can't cook on Yom Tif for Shabbos, and all the more so you can't cook for the week. So now that makes sense. Hanu dim erev Yom Tif in be Yom Tif loy. So that's why the erev has to be made before Yom Tif, because then when you're cooking on Yom Tif, it's just continuing the cooking that you started erev Yom Tif. But really, to cook to begin with on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to. Elul Rava, my area, Erev Yom Tif. But according to Rava, that the purpose of the Erev Tafshilin is just to remember to save some food for Shabbos. So why does it have to be made specifically Erev Yom Tif? Afilu be Yom Tif Nami. Before your Sudas Yom Tif, on Yom Tif, make the Erev then, and then that will make you remember to save some food for Shabbos. So says the Gemara Einach Hanami, technically speaking, you're right. That should have worked. However, Alexei Rashema Yifsha, Chazal, understood that if we allowed you to make an on Yom Tif, some people would end up just forgetting, and then they're not going to end up saving food for Shabbos. So therefore, they said to specifically make the Erev on Erev Yom Tif. Now Shmuel, we mentioned, said that the Asmachta, the place in the Torah where we have an Asmachta for the concept of Erev Tavshilin, is from the Pasuk of Zachar Siyom HaShabbos Lekatshe. So as the Gemara, Vitana Maisilo Mehacha. Now we have a Tana who brought it from a different Pasuk. The Pasuk says by the Mon, Eis Asher Toifu Eifu Veis Asher Tavashilut Bashelu. That Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, when you get the double portion on Erev Shabbos, whatever you want to cook or bake for Shabbos, you have to cook or bake it on Erev Shabbos. But the double lashon of Toifu Eifu Tavashilu Bashelu, we learn that sometimes you have to cook and bake 2 days before Shabbos. Mikan Amar Rabbi Lazar, from here Rabbi Lazar understood that in Eifin El El Afoy Ve Mevashlin El El Mevushal, that there's a time that on Erev Shabbos you can't bake unless you already have something that you baked, and you can't cook unless you already have something that you cooked, i.e. the Erev Tavshilin. Mikan Samcho Chachamim Le'eruvei Tavshilin Min HaTayra, and it's from here that Chazal have an Asmachta for the idea of Erev Tavshilin. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Ma'aser Rebbe Eliezer Shay Yoshev V'Darish Kol Yom Kuloi Bilchus Yamtif. One Yamtif, Rebbe Eliezer was darshing the whole day in Hilchus Yamtif, and Yatzis Akas Rishayna, middle of the shir, a group started to leave. So Amar Rebbe Eliezer commented about this group, and he said, "Halalu Bali Pitosin," that these people are Bali Taiva. They must have a tremendous amount of wine that they need to have so much time to drink all that wine. Kashniya, second group started to leave. Amar Halalu Bali Chavios. These are also Bali Taiva. They just have less wine, they just have barrels. Kashlishis, Amar Halalu Bali Kadin, they must just have pitchers. Kasrvias, Amar Halalu Bali Laginin, they must just have flasks, a little bit smaller. Kaschamishis, Amar Halalu Bali Kaisis, they must just have cups of wine. Hischilu Kashishis Latzis, once a sixth group started to leave, so Amar, he said, Halalu Bali Meira, that these people are cursed, meaning they obviously don't have any wine really, and now not only do they not have the Gashmias, but they're also losing out on the Ruchnias because they're leaving the Shir in the middle. Nasan Enav Betamidim. So he started looking at the Tamidim that were left in the room, and his Chilu Paneya Mishtanin, and their faces started turning colors. They were concerned that he was looking at them, Kilu, like maybe he was upset at them that they're staying too long, that they have to now go home and eat their sudas. However, Amar Lahem, he said to them that no, Banai, Loi Lachem Ani Yomer, I'm not upset at you. Ela Lahalalu Shiyatsu, I'm just upset at these people that left. Shemanichim Chayi Oilam Va'Oiskim B'Chayi Shah, that they left Chayi Oilam Torah, and they're going to be Isaac in Sudas Yamtiv, which is Chayi Shah, in relationship to Talmud Torah. Bishas Peti Rasan, when finally, when the last Talmidim, when it was time for them to leave, when the shir is over, so Amar Lahem, Rabbi Eliezer said to them, that lechu ichlu mishmanim mishusum mamtakim, the pasuk which says go and enjoy your sudas. Really, this pasuk was referring to Rosh Hashanah. Veshulchu manos le'nachonai, go send gifts to those that don't have. Ki kadosh hayom la'adenenu, it's a holy day. Val te'atzevu, don't be sad. Ki chedvas Hashem hi me'uschem, because your simcha with Hashem, that's kufa, your security. We're going to see the Gemara is going to dash in this pasuk. But now Amar Mar mentioned in the story in the Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer commented about the people that left. He said shemanichin chay oilam va'iskim bech. That they're leaving Chai Olam, they're leaving Talmud Torah, and they're being Isaac in the Sudas Yamtiv, which is Chai Isha. So ask the Gemara, Vasimchas Yamtiv mitzvahi, but they're going to do a Simchas Yamtiv, they have a chiv to go have their Suda, it's a mitzvah. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, who commented that they did something wrong, is Latame is Lashitasai, Da'amar Simchas Yamtiv Rashas. Because he holds that no, there is no chiyev to have Simchas Yamtiv, it's just the Rashas. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Ein Loi La'adam B'Yamtiv, Ela Oy Oycha V'Shayse, Oy Yoyshe V'Shayna. A person on Yamtiv has a choice. He could either spend the Yamtiv having a Suda, or he could spend the Yamtiv learning. Meaning, he has an option to not have a Suda. And being that a person has an option not to have a Suda, so he got upset at them that they were leaving Talmud Torah to go have their Suda. Rabbi Yeshua, Aymer, Rabbi Yeshua is chaylik on Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua says that no, chalkeyu chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem. It should be half for Hashem, half spent learning, and half for yourself, half having a Suda. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, u'shnei amikra achadarshu. They both learn out their Shita from the same Pasuk. Kasuv echad Aymer, one Pasuk says, atzeres l'Hashem elekecha, that Yamtif is for Hashem. U'kasuv echad Aymer, atzeres tia l'chem, it's for you. So, okay, so how do you reconcile these two psukim? So that's where their machlekes is based off of. Rabbi Eliezer savar, oikul lashem, oikul lachem. That the Torah is telling you that you have a choice. You could either spend it lashem, or you could spend it lachem. Rabbi Yeshua savar, chalkeyu. He understood that it means that the Torah is telling you to divide the day. Chetzi lashem, v'chetzi lachem. My lei nachin lei. We mentioned in the pasuk that he said to send gifts to people that don't have lei nachin lei. So what does it mean lei nachin lei? It means a person who doesn't have because he didn't make an Erev Tafshilin, and therefore, so you have to send him some food so he could have some food for Shabbos. Or he could Amri, some say, someone who didn't have an obligation to make an Erev Tafshilin, or he wasn't able to. A person who he was able to, and he just stam was negligent and he didn't do it, so he's considered a Peshea, he's negligent, and then there's no Indian to send him food. What does the pasuk mean when it says that your simcha with Hashem, your trust in Hashem, that's your security? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Yidden that Bana, my children, trust me, rejoice, levu olai, borrow money even on my expense if you don't have money to buy food for Simchas Yom Tov or for Einik Shabbos, so borrow money, rely on me, v'kachu kedushas hayom, make the day special, v'havinu bi, and rely on me, v'ani pireya, and I'll make sure you have the money to pay it back. Again, the same name. That haraitza sheiskaimu nechasav, a person who doesn't want anyone stealing his stuff, and he wants to make sure that it stays with him. So yita bahen adar. So he should plant an adar, which is a type of tree that is very, that people talk about a lot. So people will then know that this is, they'll talk about that this is your field, and no one will be able to steal it from you. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that we find adar is the lashon of strength, of something which will fortify something. The pasuk says, adir b'marim Hashem. Inami, or additionally, alternatively, that Adar is Adra Kishmei. It's like the name Adar itself. Kedarmi Inchi, it's like people say, my Adra Dekaima Ladari Dari. Adar comes from the Lashon that it's something which lasts forever, meaning it will make your field last forever by you, no one will be able to steal it from you. And Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in a Brice like this as well, that Sada Shiesh Ba Adar in a Nigzelas, in a Nechmeses, Upiraseha Mishtamrin. A field that has an Adar, so it won't get stolen, it won't get taken forcibly, and its payrus will be guarded.